Stephen Davis, that must have been hard work out there.
Yeah, it was. I think every game's going to be tough, but I think today we feel a little bit hard done too. Obviously, the first goals, it's bad defending all round, and no one should be able to just run right through the middle of us. And I think that the second goals, it sort of knocked the stuffing out of us. And I know we didn't create too many chances, but we were well and truly on top. And I think at 1-0, you're always in the game, but as soon as that second goes in, I think it's sloppy. I'm not sure how it's gone in, but I'm sure we should have kept it out, and it deflates everyone, and it happens. We're on this sort of run where nothing's dropping for us, but as Baz just said, then the only thing we can do is stick together and keep working hard. I know the fans are going to be disappointed that they're paying good money to come watch and we're not getting the results, but we're giving everything, and sooner or later it's got to change for us, and something will fall, and we'll end up taking the game.
At 1-0, you caught one absolutely flush from just outside the D. Judging by your reaction, that was on its way.
Yeah, it was. I don't know the amount of times I've stood here since I've been at this club, and I never seemed to get the rub of the green, and that was certainly on its way past him, and somehow he's managed to get back in and push it round the post. But it happens. If we're near the top of the league, the likes of, you see the lads at Burnley, everything he hits goes in. You see Rhodes here, he's the sort of player that thrives on confidence. Anything he hits goes in, and hopefully when we get on that good run, the goals will follow.
New blood in the dressing room this week. Is there enough in there to keep this club out of a relegation fight?
Oh yeah, easily. Obviously, myself last year being at Bristol, and I thought when I was at that club, there was enough there to keep us in. But this club, the players you've got, and you look around and you see the players you're going out with, and you want to work for them. You look at Baz today, and you want to go out and you want to work hard for them. You want to try and get the points. You want to do enough to make sure he gets the job. So, you know, we won't stop. We're footballers. I've been brought up no one ever gives you anything. Everything you've got to work for. And I'm certainly not going to jack it in. I'm going to keep working as hard as I can to change it round.
You had a bit of welcome support when Andy Keogh came on and joined you up top.
Yeah, I think it's evident that I'm a sort of striker who thrives off having someone with me. I can take the bumps and win the aerial challenges and try and flick it on for someone with a bit of pace. I'm not the quickest player in the world, so I rely on my touch and my ability to get shots off. So yeah, I think as soon as I get someone up there, it sort of takes all the attention off me, and I can get in the game and try and set things up. So yeah, obviously Baz picks the team, and he thought that was the right team to go and win it today, but obviously Andy comes up and we look like we've got a little bit more going forward, so we'll leave it up to Baz to pick the team, and if there's two up there, yeah, I'll be made up.
Is the dressing room collective fully behind Barry for getting this job?
Oh yeah, 100%. Well, he's still our mate. Obviously we've played with him all season, and we didn't like seeing Paul lose his job, but Barry's got it now, and if he gets it full time, then the lads will be right behind him. We're not just working for a manager, we're working for our mate, and he's played with us, and he's on this run with us. He's been playing in the game, so yeah, we'd love Baz to get the job, and hopefully he does, and the lads he's brought in have been different class, and all we can do is just keep working hard for them, and hopefully things will change.
Would you welcome the situation being sorted sooner rather than later?
Oh yeah, everybody knows in football you need stability, and it's up to the chairman or whoever decides that Barry's getting a job, but we want Baz to get the job, and obviously if they decide he's not, we'll still give our all, but our aim is to get us out of this sticky patch we're in, and make sure we do enough to get Barry the job.
And finally, it doesn't get any easier, pal, does it? Nottingham Forest on the horizon next week?
No, it doesn't, but we went to Forest early on in the season and we beat them 1-0, so there's no reason for us to be scared. We're on a horrific run. I can never say I've been on this sort of run at any club I've been in, but we'll come in Monday and we'll look about them, and I wouldn't want to be playing in any other team. I'm playing with all my mates, and we're going to give everything to get out of this run.